It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning on this Monday to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, congratulations to the Dawson Boyd boys basketball team, their state championship.
Yeah, and Class A state champs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't catch the games, but I saw all of the celebrations on Snapchat.
Yep. So. Well, they won that last one, 81-74 over Cherry, which was the number one team. So
good for them.
Yes, good job.
Mm-hmm.
So good representation down there in the
absolutely
metro area for us. So.
Yeah, I saw the motorcade that came back, and it was quite long.
I think every
12,
every fire department and emergency vehicle in Dawson and Boyd was in there, I think.
Probably.
And a lot of cars.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Edward M. Pete. Edwin was born on October 20th, 1933, in Manoman, and passed away on February 7th, 2019. He entered active duty in the United States Army on July 22nd, 1953. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on June 8th, 1955. I didn't have much for service information on him because in 1973 there was a fire at the National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis. Instead of his discharge, the National Archives sends out what's called a certification of military service. And it's got the person's name, service number, was a member of which branch of the service, date enlisted, date discharged, character of discharge, highest rank, and active duty dates. So it's something that the National Archives does for service members whose records were destroyed in that 1973 fire, and it's
Back then it wasn't on computer, I suppose.
No, it wasn't.
All paper, so yeah.
Yep. So we thank you, Edwin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, it's today you're going to talk about unraveling the mystery of the VA rating math.
Yeah, the DA.
I've been trying to figure out math just in general, but.
You know, I was. Not to brag, but I was kind of a walk-on on my high school math team, and
I was a reject from my high school math
team. my teacher saw some potential, and I never got an answer correct, but he said I was a talented math student. So,
okay, well, you're the man to unravel this mystery.
Well, no, because I found out after a bunch of Army training that math is a perishable skill, if you don't know. Anyways... the Disabled American Veterans put out a press release on March 18th attempting to describe the formula that the Department of Veterans Affairs uses when determining a veteran's disability rating for compensation purposes. Every day, veterans across the country receive the life-changing news that the VA disability rating has been granted. These benefits aren't just disability payments that veterans use to survive. They're recognition of the wounds, injuries, illnesses occurred during their military service and a signal of our sacred obligation to care for those who return forever changed. Essential as these benefits may be, the perplexing VA ratings math can be challenging to decipher. A 50% plus a 50% does not equal 100%. I always describe it as cutting pieces of a cake. You get rid of 50% of the cake, you got 50% remaining. Well, take 50% of what's left, and 75% of the whole cake is gone. Not, and round it to the nearest tenth, that's 80% of the cake is gone. So, and then you keep taking 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, and it takes a lot of 10%s to get rid of that entire piece of cake.
Right.
So. Disability rating.
You're making me hungry.
disability ratings are assigned percentages that represent the level of impairment resulting from service-connected conditions and injuries. Generally speaking, the higher the percentage, the more disability compensation a veteran receives. that exists to offset loss of working time when a disability affects their ability to earn a living. Ratings also reflect how each condition affects other aspects of a veteran's life, including family and everyday activities. However, adding them together is anything but crystal clear. Take, for example, a veteran with two conditions rated 50% individually. And I talked about this a minute ago here. Simple math tells us combined should be 100%, but that's wrong. It's 80%. It may look like 5 plus 5 equals 8, but there's a method to the madness. VA combines disability ratings using a whole person concept. First, the highest rated disability is subtracted from 100%, and each subsequent disability is applied to the remaining percentage of the whole person. Half the remaining 50% is 25% in the example above, since 50 plus 25 equals 75, and the VA rounds to the nearest degree divisible by 10, the veteran will receive an 80% rating. And the guy that wrote this, Jim Marsalek, you know, used a little military term here called clear as mud.
Yeah, I understand that.
You don't have to bust out your pencils and erasers whenever you want to calculate your uploaded rating. Updated rating, the Disabled American Veterans has an online VA disability calculator. It does the math for you with a click of a few buttons. You can input your individual ratings, including any bilateral factor situations where you receive a higher disability rating due to having a condition that affects both sides of your body, to uncover total combined rating in a matter of seconds. I also have computer software that does this, so I input a veteran's disability list of disability conditions and their percentages, and it spits out the actual amount that the veteran should be entitled to. You can also include dependents and any special monthly compensation benefits with this DAV calculator. It's a one-stop shop for veterans curious about their rating. VA calculations also consider many factors other than combined ratings. So if you need further assistance or would like to file a claim, you can contact the Disabled American Veterans. One of the service officers can assist you. I am a DAV accredited service officer. And there is no cost for myself or the Disabled American Veterans to help out with this type of thing. So just wanted to let everybody know that it's not as simple as adding 1 + 1 to get 2. So it's kind of, I always use a piece, when I'm describing it in my office, I use a piece of paper and I rip off shreds of it to show, you know, they took 10% of this, and they took 10%, and they took 10%, and they took 10%, and I keep ripping off shreds to show that there's how they're doing it, or cutting pieces of cake.
Okay.
So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week on the Veterans Linkage Line.
What is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Kind of garden level.
Garden level. Spring is officially here.
It's here.
Calendar and lunar, I think. What is it? Calendar and meteorological?
I can't keep them all.
I remember Paul Douglas used to say something on CARE 11.
But I just know first day of spring was on the 20th. So
I always thought it was the 21st.
But maybe it was the 21st.
Hmm. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Close enough.
Yeah,
okay.
Close enough. Right. You know, don't feel like spring yet, but
it's 29 degrees right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's frost on my truck when I woke up this morning. But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be out of the office tomorrow afternoon for some personal business. And then I got some time out of the office in the next couple of weeks. I have an overnight up in the Brainerd Lakes area for the place we're holding our association's fall conference this year. And then I have a leadership summit in Washington, D.C. coming up the week of April 7th through the 11th. So
see if you can straighten things out there.
Yeah, I'll try. Okay. I've never been out to D.C. before, so... got some new luggage and already trying to figure out what I'm packing. So
all right, sounds good. All right, Josh. Well, thanks for the info. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.